Chapter 1. Where are all the elephants? It was early afternoon at the Maasai Nature Reserve, Kenya. 20-year-old Julie O'Neill was sitting on a tourist bus, looking at the view from the window. The zebras were moving very slowly in the hot African sun. The driver stopped the bus, and the tourists took photos of the green and yellow savanna. Kenya is so beautiful, Julie thought. This was her second day on safari, and she was really enjoying it. Suddenly, one of the zebras stopped moving and looked towards the trees. Something was wrong, and the zebra felt it. Other zebras stopped and looked in the same direction. Julie knew something was going to happen, but she didn't know what. Then, a big cat appeared from the bushes, and all the zebras began to run in panic. "That's a cheetah," the driver explained. "It's the fastest animal in the world. It runs at a speed of over 100 kilometers an hour." The tourists watched nervously. Now, the cheetah was chasing a young zebra. The zebra was running as fast as it could on its thin legs. But the cheetah was close behind it, and it was getting nearer all the time. The young zebra did not stop running. Julie was afraid for the zebra. The chase lasted only 15 or 20 seconds, but it seemed a long time to the tourists. Finally, the cheetah stopped running, and the zebra escaped into the savannah. The chase was finished. The cheetah lay down in the tall grass, tired from chasing the zebra. The driver began to drive the bus slowly down the dirt road. "Cheetahs are very fast, but they get tired quickly," the driver explained to the tourists. And then he added, "You're very lucky. Not many tourists see a chase." Julie was happy the young zebra was safe. But she wasn't here to see zebras. She was here for the elephants. Julie loved elephants and was doing a science project on them at her university in Dublin, Ireland. This safari trip was her parents' birthday present to her. When they offered their daughter a holiday anywhere in the world, Julie immediately chose a safari in the Maasai Nature Reserve, the land of elephants. Julie's parents wanted to accompany her, but it was too expensive for the whole family to go. Julie assured them she was happy to go alone, and finally they agreed. Julie turned to Andrew, a friendly American tourist sitting next to her. "I haven't seen any elephants yet," she said. "Where are they all hiding?"
"Maybe they're at the waterhole. I saw some elephants there a few days ago," Andrew said.
He pointed to a distant group of trees to his left.
"The elephants love the waterhole," he said. "It's cool under the trees, and they can drink from the natural water there."
"Of course, trees and water are the elephants' food and drink," said Julie. "They drink 120 litres of water a day and eat enormous quantities of leaves." They were now approaching an intersection. There was a sign with an arrow to the right marked Buffalo Valley, and an arrow to the left marked Waterhole. The left arrow pointed along a dirt road. "I hope the driver turns left towards the waterhole," Julie said. "Then we can see if the elephants are still there."
"So ask him to take us there," said Andrew.
"No, I can't do that," Julie answered. "I'm too shy."
"I was once shy too," said Andrew. "I didn't start asking for the things I wanted until I was 45, but it's never too late."
The bus slowed at the intersection, and then the driver began to turn right.
Julie wanted to speak. It was now or never. But she couldn't do it. She sat in her seat quietly, and the bus continued driving right, towards Buffalo Valley. Andrew moved closer to the driver. "Excuse me, can you take us to the waterhole?" he asked. "We want to see the elephants, and they were there a few days ago."
"Sorry, but I can't go there," said the driver. "That dirt road is too dangerous for this bus."
"But we were there a few days ago," Andrew insisted.
"I'm sorry, but I can't go there. It's not on my route."
The driver was impatient now, and Andrew could see he wasn't going to change his opinion about it. There wasn't anything else to say. The bus continued moving down into the valley. "Thanks for trying," Julie said quietly to Andrew. She was irritated now. Irritated that she couldn't see the elephants, and angry with herself because she was always so shy. The bus continued moving, and Julie looked back in the direction of the waterhole. She saw a group of vultures flying in circles over the waterhole. Maybe they wanted to drink from the waterhole. But Julie knew there was another reason why vultures circled like that. They were waiting to eat a dying animal. Back in her hotel room, Julie opened her book, Animals of Kenya, and read, "People have always poached elephants for their ivory. This has destroyed the elephant population. Now there are only 3 reserves in Kenya with large numbers of elephants: Samburu, Amboseli, and Maasai." Julie closed the book slowly. "Large numbers of elephants," she thought. "So where are all the elephants?"